There's been this really ridiculous thing that started happening years ago, Rob. It was like, it's the only way to describe it is that people would contact me through the internet. They'd find me on AOL originally back in the day, and I would get these weird messages. Hey, are you the guy that did this radio show? Are you the same guy that did this? Are you the same guy that did this? And so I'd respond, yes, I am. They go, well, and then it was always, I have a tape. It always starts saying, I have a tape. Do you know the name of this song? And they would send me a small clip of this song. And keep in mind, I mean, that show was on the air from whenever to whenever, and they didn't necessarily know the date because not everybody kept accurate records of these cassettes that they were taping these things. And of course, I would play songs sometimes once and never play them again, just because that was just the nature of the beast. Some of the songs that I fell in love with, I would try to keep them until Off the Record would ask for them back, or they had sold out every copy and they needed to sell the copy that I had. But I get these little MP3s, and back in those days, MP3s were not exactly, the people who were ripping these songs off a cassette onto whatever. It wasn't great quality, just a little audio file. And when I say MP3s, they probably weren't even MP3s. It was some sort of a weird format that would play on your AOL, email attachment. So that would happen over and over and over and over again. And